Well, to say that USDA's May crop production report was anything but bullish for wheat is a little bit of an understatement. The numbers came out for wheat to be extremely friendly, with it actually pushing the Kansas City and the Chicago wheat markets to limit up levels by the close. Minneapolis kind of tagged along behind. Looking at the numbers, what USDA came in and did for old crop, it made some small adjustments. Food demand was decreased by 7 million bushels. That was mostly offset by an increase in exports of 10 million bushels. The net result was a decrease of 3 million bushels to the old crop ending stocks, putting stocks at 935 million bushels. That was 1 million bushel above expectations. But now on the flip side, looking at new crop, drought is a lot worse than they anticipated as USDA came in and really slashed production. Looking at the numbers, we are actually looking at production coming in at 1.56 billion bushels. That's 174 million bushels below expectations and 424 million bushels below the previous year. Ending stocks were put at 762 million bushels. That's 71 million bushels less than expected by the trade, 171 million bushels less than the Ag Outlook Forum estimated, and 173 million bushels below the previous year. So the big change, of course, comes in winter wheat production, as winter wheat production was slashed by 25%. Production actually came in for winter wheat at a small 1.048 billion bushels. That was 151 million bushels below expectations, 354 below the previous year. Looking at the numbers, when you look at where all wheat is and where the all winter wheat production came in, other spring wheat and durum is estimated to come in at 513 million bushels. That's down 23 million bushels from what was expected and down 70 million bushels from the previous year. But that jury's still out. We still don't know quite where the acres are going to fall and where yield will be, but that's the estimates that's coming out from USDA right now. This report, again, very bullish to the wheat side. It continues to show drought is hurting the crop down in the southern plains, and that we are likely see further cuts as we move forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.